KUER brought our sound booth to the What Every American Should Know event on January 30th, hosted by the Salt Lake County Library and the Aspen Institute. We asked participants to step into the sound booth to tell us what they think every American should know. Here's what they had to say.
One thing every American should know is 20th century American history, especially post-World War II. Great examples like the Japanese internment. I think it's really important to study history or you're doomed to repeat it.
If I had to pick one thing that I think every American should know, I would say we need to know our neighbors, both immediately, the ones that surround us, and also communities in our nation, that we need to listen and get to know those around us. I think by just listening to them and understanding their experiences, then we can develop that empathy and compassion and know where they're coming from and know them as they are instead of what we perceive them, who we perceive them to be.
Every American should know, well, mechanics and basic mechanics towards engineering for the future.
My 10 things, the Constitution of the United States, the Bill of Rights, and why the First Amendment is first.
The facts and true beliefs of each religion and faith.
The Declaration of Independence, the history of atomic testing, the history of Native Americans.
Why you and others want to live in America.
The history of slavery, the history of civil rights, the contributions of immigrants.
How to read.
Media literacy.
How to read bills, acts, and laws.
And the consequences of rapacious capitalism.
I think every American should know the reason why America was established, that it's a land of opportunity and freedom, and we all have so many common values that we all share, and we need to remember those and come together as a nation to preserve those values.
My name is Rafael Liano. What I think all Americans should know is that education, not just formal education, any type of education is the key of success. We should not stand still or idling. We should always learn and do the best of what we can to do to make our communities much better every day.
My name's Catherine. I live in Salt Lake City, and here is what I think what every American should know. They should know about automation, particularly job automation, that's going to change a lot of what we do in the next 10 to 50 years plus.
Okay, this is Steve. I am really concerned in this current state of the country we're in now that every American needs to know how to critically think and get information and decide its accuracy. I also think it's very important that people need to learn how to effectively drive and push for change, and that not all protest is bad, but we've got to do something or nothing's gonna change.
Climate change, immigration, media literacy, criminal justice, or criminal injustice.
That you need to ask the right questions to know who to vote for.
Critical thinking, social media and how that affects our increasingly partisan views, American exceptionalism, intersectionality, and white privilege.
And that there is an election every 4 years.
I think that people need to remember that we are here on earth not just as human beings, but we are spiritual beings here having a human experience. And this is a quote by Wayne Dyer. I read it today and I was very touched by it. I think that we should not judge others as much as we do, that we should be more patient because we have not walked in their shoes. And we don't know what other people are going through. We have no right to judge them. This world would be a much better place to live if everyone were more patient, loving, and kind. And I think if you want to be happy, learn to laugh at life and laugh every day.
I am Tim Chambliss. I'm an associate professor lecturer at the Department of Political Science at the University of Utah, where I'm also affiliated with the Hinckley Institute of Politics. 10 events that I think and matters that I think Americans should know. The first is I think they should know the foundation documents, specifically the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution, all 27 amendments to the Constitution. Second, I think that Americans should consider what the American dream means to them in terms of immigration and migration or history, because we're all from somewhere else, except for maybe Native Americans who were here first.
What every American should know is how to contact your representatives and tell them where you stand on the issues that matter to you and your community.
Third, I think it's essential that we really fully comprehend the history of African-American slavery and the legacy of that experience since it was formally ended. Fourth, I think that we need to know and fully appreciate the facts of Native American genocide from Columbus right through to citizenship and to today.
Ferguson, Women's March on Washington, Flint, Michigan, Beyonce, Martin Luther King, America First.
Fifth, wars. And when I talk about wars, I'm talking about all wars, declared and undeclared. In wars, people die. And usually it's the innocent civilians who get between the soldiers who die.
Okay, so I believe that everybody should laugh with a stranger and focus on being kinder and not better.
Sixth, the extension of civil rights. What do we mean by civil rights and how important civil rights are to our country? Our country is one of wonderful diversity. Next is the protection of civil liberties and how important civil liberties, first articulated in the Declaration of Independence, are how we've had to fight very hard since World War I to protect them, maintain them in our country.
Well, something I added to my list that wasn't on my list was actually humor, which sounds really weird, but when we were going around the table sharing what our 10 things were, everyone had Looney Tunes, or like they all had some little funny thing. They'd say, this is my humorous one. It just made me realize that there's some common ground too in being lighthearted and humor and those things as well.
Next is the causes and the results of the Great Depression, the unprecedented economic downturn that had a profound effect upon our country. Then the impact of the nuclear age from 1945 until this very moment. What does it mean, the nuclear age? And lastly, the inventions and technologies that have changed and are changing our lives profoundly every day.
Every person should know more about science and agriculture and how to be off the grid, potentially, just in case these rational events of elections and furthermore go to, well, bad ways, I guess.